This debate is occurring because of the Supreme Court's ruling that said that we must conduct ourselves under the common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean?
Welcome back to Nolan's Legal Radio, our special edition on Torture Canada. We're at 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. You were just listening to the beginning of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name of, but that's part of a film called Taxi to the Dark Side about Guantanamo Bay, and that was a clip of George Bush, who's wondering what exactly does no offense to basic human dignity mean. He doesn't quite get what that means. And our next clips have already been widely played and by video all over Canada. They're clips of an interrogation of Omar Khadr, who is currently in the Guantanamo Bay prison, where he's been since approximately 2002-2003. Omar Khadr was taken in by U.S. authorities in Afghanistan after a firefight. He was 15 years old. In other words, he was a child soldier. He's about 21 years old now. And unlike the Australian government, which insisted that their nationals come back to Australia that were in Guantanamo, unlike the British government that insisted that their nationals come back to Great Britain, Canada hasn't done the same. And Omar Khadr languishes in the Guantanamo prison. Of course, this is No One's Legal Radio. We don't really care if they're Canadian or British or Australian or whatever. They should either be put on a fair trial or be set free. But what's insidious is this exposes the hypocrisy and essentially the racism of Canadian authorities, especially in contrast to what Australia and Great Britain did, who are supposedly allies of the U.S. as well. Omar Khadr was interrogated in early February 2003 by CSIS agents that came to see him. So we're going to play some of that audio, which again has the video has been shown already widely. But I think it's important to understand and break down this process and what it means. Keep in mind, this is a boy who was taken in after a firefight. He almost died. He practically lost his vision when he was 15. This audio I'm about to show is when he's being interrogated when he's 16 years old. Okay, so a 16-year-old boy at Guantanamo Prison. The audio quality here isn't so great. This is what we're allowed to see and hear. So this obviously isn't unedited. The American authorities at Guantanamo edited it. It's a camera that's basically taken through an air duct. It's a very surreal imagery. And of course, you have Omar Khadr, a 16-year-old boy, in that iconic orange jumpsuit, answering questions. But the beginning part of this, he's actually somewhat happy and relieved because he's seeing Canadians and thinking that maybe something's up. Maybe I'm going to be taken home again. I warn you that the audio quality isn't great, but you can make it out. And this is the beginning part of several days of interrogation of Omar Khadr. We'll go to the first part of that interrogation right now.
All right, we'll pick up something. And then how about we get together tomorrow for a talk? All right? It's good to see you.
So he says, it's good to see you. That's what Omar Khadr says at the end of that interview. Keep in mind, there's other things that you know, you won't notice or when you listen that we now know to be true. That is that Omar Khadr had already been tortured. It has been alleged that he was basically treated like a human mop to punish him for some misdeeds in Guantanamo prison. When he was prepared for this interrogation by the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, he was sleep deprived. He wasn't allowed to sleep for any period longer than 2 to 3 hours for several days. That's torture. So he was prepared for this CSIS interview, and he's a 16-year-old boy. The next clip is the next day, and Omar now realizes that these Canadians, as far as he's concerned, who are there to maybe help bring him back to Toronto, aren't there to bring him back. And as you can tell, the tone has completely changed.
And my arms, I'm all of this, and it is healthy. It's healthy, I can't move my arms. I requested medical for a long time, he doesn't know anything about it.
No, I mean, they look like they're healing well to me. You know, no, I'm not a doctor, but I think you're getting good medical care.
No, I'm not. You're not here. I lost my eyes. I lost my feet, everything.
No, you still have your eyes, and your feet are still at the end of your legs, you know. Look, I want to take a few minutes. I want you to get yourself together, you know. Relax a bit, have a bite to eat, and we'll start again. You know, I understand this is stressful, but, you know, by using this as a strategy to talk to us, it's not going to be any more helpful. I mean, we've got a limited amount of time, and, you know, we've heard this story before.
You don't care about me, that's what...
Well, I do care about you, but I want to talk to the honest Omer that I was talking to yesterday. I don't want to talk to this Omer.
It wasn't honest.
Yes, it was.
You see, you're not going to believe me.
Well, look me straight in the eyes and tell me that you're being honest.
I am being honest.
Omer, you can't even bear to look at me when you're saying that.
Well, I can't bear to look at you.
You know, put your hand down.
No, you don't care about me.
Okay, look, let's take a few minutes. Yeah, take a break. Have a little bit to eat before your hamburger is killed. All right, relax a bit.
Nobody cares about me.
You're not? That's not true. People do care about you. Yeah, click on the pan. Click it right up.
Put the pan on so you're cool.
Yeah.
Put your shirt back on.
Yeah. Right back.
Take a few minutes, relax a bit.
They say take a few minutes and relax. Keep in mind that this is a 16-year-old boy at Guantanamo Prison. Some of the excerpts that aren't clear, but people who've analyzed the audio better have found other quotes in other parts of the audio, quotes like, "Promise me you'll protect me from the Americans." That's Omer Khadr to his CSIS interrogators. He also says, "They torture me very badly at Bagram." That's the detention facility, the so-called black site in Afghanistan. When the CSIS interrogator, who's somewhere in Toronto or Ottawa or Montreal or somewhere in Canada, working for the Canadian bureaucracy, when he's saying, "I'm not a doctor, but you look okay to me," people should see the photo of Omer Khadr after that firefight. The boy almost died. And so this male agent and this female agent who's telling him to put back on his shirt because he's showing them his injuries, they leave the room. And the camera still runs. And what you have is something that we should never have to see and listen to, which is a 16-year-old boy crying. Crying and saying, it's hard to make out what he's saying exactly. It's either help me or kill me, or as some Arab journalists have pointed out, he might be saying ya ummi, which means mummy. But they all are actually the same thing. And we just have to hear it to understand what this means. That crying in the clip that even the American authorities authorized goes on much longer. This finishes with the CSIS agents returning and trying to continue this so-called interrogation. And as you see, Omar makes quite clear, and this is back in 2003, more than 5 years ago, he makes quite clear what he wants.
No, look, I was very disappointed yesterday. You know? But these things happen. We've only got a couple of days here, you and I, to speak. I think it's important that we try to get as much done as possible. Have you thought at all about what we discussed earlier? Tell me what you're thinking. And what are you going to do on that day? Where's home? Canada? You want a chocolate bar or something? You don't think so? You want to go back to Canada? Well, there's not anything I can do about that.
So Omar ends by saying, I want to go back home to Canada, and that was 5 years ago. If he did something, put him on trial. As many people have pointed out, you probably can't even put him on trial because he was 15 years old and a child soldier when he's accused of doing what he did. That basically wraps up our show. It ends on a very, very sad note. The special edition of No One's Legal Radio entitled Torture Canada, about the frontline struggles for justice, dignity, and self-determination by migrants, refugees, and Indigenous peoples. Just turn it over to Tatiana for a few quick announcements about some upcoming events in the Torture Canada series.
The next Torture Canada action is taking place this Monday, October 6th. It's at Phillips Square across from the bay on St. Catherine Street at 5:30. The following action is going to be on October 19th, which is an auspicious day, the 7th year anniversary of Hassan Almri's detention. And the series will continue throughout the next month. And for more information, check out the People's Commission website at peoplescommission.org.
Okay, so that just about wraps up our show. Thank you, Mary Foster. Thank you, Tatiana Gomez, members of the People's Commission into Immigration Security Measures. Check out peoplescommission.org for more information. That wraps up today's show. Stay tuned for Upstage.